All right, Jim Taylor on WMJ and WMJ.com, digesting today's information that has been disseminated by the Illinois High School Association. All sports are going to get a season from now until, I think, June 19th is the cutoff. Basketball can begin immediately in terms of games. I think football starts in March, baseball and track in April. And I guess first up, Coach, the one significant thing other than, you know, all kids are going to get an opportunity to play, you know, schools, coaches, parents, student athletes that have multi-sport athletes, there's going to be some overlap. That's the one issue that everybody's going to have to kind of wade their way through, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I think at this point, I think everyone's thrilled that our kids are going to get the opportunity to compete and to get some of those experiences with their teammates and, you know, have the option to finish out all of their sports that they would normally do. But, yeah, there's definitely going to be some overlap. There's going to be some kinks to work out, and it's, you know, just something that us as coaches and adults and everyone, we're all going to have to work together. This is for the kids, and, you know, it won't be perfect, but this is a much better solution than some of the things we thought were coming a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, we're talking to you on early Wednesday evening, and the IHSA, you know, released the information just basically about 2 hours ago. What kind of was your reaction? I mean, did you expect kind of this was going to be the format, or was it kind of a surprise to you?
You know, we'd started to hear a few things leak out. I wasn't really sure what things would look like, how much crossover there would be between multiple seasons. But I think, again, we're all thrilled with the chance that the kids get to compete. So I don't think anyone can really complain about it. And it's just, again, exciting that we're able to start having these positive conversations about the kids getting back after it.
And as we talked to you on Wednesday here, I know I think you told me off the air Thursday, the conference, the LTC, will get together and start talking about scheduling. And I think most conferences are doing that tomorrow. So that's the big issue. I don't think it's probably that much of a challenge with kind of boilerplate stuff already out there for conferences. So can you speak to that? And then beyond outside of the conference for sports like, you know, basketball moving forward, will there be an opportunity for non-conference games too, you think?
I think that's a still undecided question. I'm not really sure at this point. I'm not sure what our conference schedule is going to be or where that's going to go here. It's still a pretty short time period. But, you know, we're going to meet tomorrow, and I do know one thing, that no matter what, we're going to try to put together the best possible schedule we can for the kids. And, you know, it's not just dictated by what we want to do. Other conferences are also meeting and having these discussions too. So at this point, I'm not sure if we'll have the opportunity for out-of-conference games or not. It's still kind of up in the air, and you know, a lot of these answers aren't going to come immediately. It's going to take a little time and some patience here, but like I said, we're going to work together with the other schools, the IHSA, IDPH, to put together the best experience that we can in this limited amount of time.
And then, you know, getting back to kind of the overlap, and I know from a Mercer County standpoint, you know, the school has accepted, you know, dual participation. And I don't know if overlap would be a situation where you can do dual participation, where you're talking about, you know, basketball leading into football and then football leading into wrestling and baseball in track. I mean, is that something that you have to examine, where could a kid practice, you know, football and basketball the same week, or could he practice football and baseball the same week, or football and wrestling? I mean, in terms of, because you have to meet so many practices going into that next season, is it too early to talk about that yet, or is, you know, you still have to kind of figure out how that's going to work?
No, I think those are fair conversations. You know, certainly a very unique circumstance. We've never had to deal with something like this. But the one thing I do know is that our coaches have done a great job of working with each other, not only this year, but in the past too. And, you know, we want to see our kids get to do everything that they want to do. And those opportunities are things that, you know, I think we pride ourselves on, and being able to see our kids have opportunities, not only in the classroom and on the field, but just we want to see our kids have all those opportunities. And I know that our coaches are going to work together here, and we're going to put together a plan that, you know, is fitting for our school.
And then, and we talked about it last week before the announcement, you know, not only scheduling games that you have to look at doing that now, but then scheduling officials. And I can't remember if there's a scheduler for the LTC or if schools are on their own. So, you know, what's going to happen is here is one, you got to set the schedule. And then two, you got to, you know, begin the process of trying to find officials. And especially in a quick turnaround here from, you know, the announcement today to saying, well, games, I think really games could have actually started today or tomorrow if you had, you know, 7 days of practice in for basketball, for example. So I know you expressed a little bit of concern about that last week, and I know the rubber is hitting the road right now, so to speak, in terms of that issue.
Yeah, and, you know, one of the things I've really seen today is that the officials are just as excited as the kids and the coaches to get back out there too. I know that they're kind of chomping at the bit, and they enjoy the athletic experience also, so they're ready to get back out there too. And, you know, for most sports, we do not have a conference assigner. I believe it's just for football, actually. So, you know, there's going to be some things that we got to work out here, and I'm sure that will play a role into that, into our scheduling, how we do some things, especially with boys and girls trying to play basketball at the same time in a very, very short window. And then there's a lot of overlap between officials doing multiple sports. And so those are things we all have to take into consideration here as we try to put together this puzzle.
Well, and I know the other thing too, and the bottom line is it's for the kids and the student athletes getting the opportunity. But the other administration standpoint that I worry about, not only from a Mercer County standpoint, you know, the capacity limits are in phase four, 50 max. Now, schools can change that and say maybe no fans at all. But, you know, the difference between 50 and 51, you know, who can attend and who cannot attend. And then how the IDPH kind of defines, I think the IHSA is still waiting to see what exactly that 50 means. If that means support staff at the school, or if it doesn't meet support staff, things of, and it doesn't include the participants or the student athletes that are competing. But, you know, that's the other issue that I feel for these schools, because, you know, those are some tough decisions of who's going to get in and see the you know, student athlete compete in person, and those that have to watch a video feed or whatever. So, I mean, that's going to be another challenge here for the rest of the school year.
Yeah, unfortunately it is. You know, we're under some pretty strict restrictions as to who can be not only in the building, but even our outdoor events. And, you know, unfortunately that's part of it. But again, we're thrilled our kids get the chance to compete. And that's what it's really about. And for us administratively, I know it's disappointing to a lot of parents and a lot of people just community-wide who want to be able to see the student athletes of Mercer County participate and compete. And so we're going to work to put together the best, we have been working to put together the best streaming process that we can with them, partnering with the NFHS network here. And, you know, we're going to do as best as we can to at least make those games viewable as much as possible.
Yeah. And, you know, I guess anything else that you can think of that you need to mention, today as it relates to the IHSA announcement?
No, I think the thing to keep in mind is, you know, like I said, it's a puzzle, and it's not going to come together immediately. It's going to take a little bit of time here, and, you know, I know the kids are excited. I know our coaches are excited. I've communicated with, I think, all of them today in some capacity, and, you know, we're going to figure this out for the kids and put together a good plan for them, and, you know, we're just excited to have the opportunity to be back.
Yeah, and I guess the other thing is, you know, about the capacity limits. And, you know, the IHSA mentioned today about how they're still concerned with, you know, the revenue stream for them. Now, they're not a for-profit organization, but that also is defined as we don't want to be, you know, it's not about losses either, losing money. But that's another issue that, I think local schools are missing out on is gate receipt. I know you don't make a king's ransom on that, but you have basically missed out on a whole year of getting gate receipts for, you know, high school athletics. And you're not going to get a lot of that here for the remainder of the school year when you're talking about just max 50 people being able to attend.
Yeah, I think that plays a role into it. I mean, there's a little bit of that's neutralized with the fact that we've spent less on travel and on officials and tournament fees and all that than we normally would. Even with the rest of the year going on, we will still spend quite a bit less in those areas. So some of that will be neutralized, but, you know, it's one of those things that's kind of out of our control. And so you just have to kind of take it as it comes and then regroup and try to put together the best plan going forward.
And then just the final point about football, is it, you know, I'm still trying to digest that, is it, does it break down to a 7-week season in terms of games or a 6-week? How does that shake out right now?
As of right now, I've read it as 6, but don't quote me on that here. So
yeah, we're all digesting all that information as it becomes available. And, you know, let's hope and pray we stay in phase 4 of the mitigations and we don't have to miss anything, too, because that's going to be a key issue as we move along. But again, the IHSA released all that information with a document. You can find it at IHSA.org. And it's good to see student athletes able to compete again here in the 2021 portion of the school year. Coach, thanks for the help, and we'll look for some more information from the district here in the coming days.
All right, sounds good. I appreciate it.
I'm Jim Taylor. You're listening to WRMJ.